This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You've just tuned in to the media ministry of New Zion Missionary Baptist Church of Winfield, Louisiana, pastored by Reverend Tramiel Ham. The Lord says in His Word that in 2 Timothy, preach the Word, be instant, in season and out of season. Listen now as our pastor preaches and teaches an in-season Word.
Fresh in this house, God. We ask right now, let your word be saturated, Lord God, that it do what it needs to be done, that it heal, that it deliver, that it set free, whatever it needs to do, Lord God, we call it right now that it is done, God. I ask right now, Lord God, that you stand boldly in me, Lord God, in my mind, in my thoughts, in my heart, Lord God. I ask, Lord God, that your spirit just take root and do what it is it needs to do, Lord God, for this word to come forth, God. We thank you, Lord God, for your people, Lord God. How can you speak a word if it not be for your people, God? We thank you, Lord God, for listening ears, Lord God, and opening hearts, God. We ask right now, Lord God, that your word be saturated and that it calls us to be better for you. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for everything that's already went forth, God. We ask, Lord God, that you continue, Lord God. Continue, Lord God. Continue to help us. Continue to guide us. Continue to direct us. I'm your child, God. Show yourself worthy, Lord God. Hide me, Lord God, that I don't even see faces, Lord God, but I see nothing but you, God. I thank you and I praise you for what you're going to do, what you've already done, Lord God. I thank you. I praise you. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Thank you, Lord God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. I don't know about y'all, but when God is saying fall fresh on me, it is so important that God's anointing fall fresh. Because we be entangled all week long in something else. And we need God to wipe it clean. Amen? Amen. If you be so kind, turn with me to Mark chapter 8. Mark chapter 8. I just thank God for his anointing. I thank him for it. However he want to do it, we're going to do it. However he want to say it, we're going to say it. When he say cut it off, we're going to cut it off. Amen. Mark chapter 8, starting at verse number 22. They came to Bethsaida, and some people brought a blind man and begged Jesus to touch him. He took the blind man by the hand and led him outside the village. When he had spit on the man's eyes and put his hands on him, Jesus asked, "Do you see anything?" He looked up and said, "I see people. They look like trees walking around." Once more, Jesus put his hands on the man's eyes. Then his eyes were open. His sight was restored, and he saw everything clearly. Let's go back up. It says, he looked up and said, "I see people. They look like trees walking around. Once more, Jesus put his hand on the man's eyes, and then his eyes were open. His sight was restored. And the word of the Lord is already blessed. If I had to tag a text, I was really contemplating on what I should say and how I should say it, because we all know here that the man was touched again, and I'm sure that's probably where you thought I was going with it. But God took me somewhere else. I like the way God do me. I'm unorthodox, I'm telling you. And he takes me in a place that I don't even understand sometimes. So I want you to ask yourself, put your hand on yourself and say, what stage am I in? Say it like you mean it. What stage am I in? Amen. Amen. Mark chapter 8, verse number 22 through 26. And here we know that Mark is the writer. Right here, Mark is writing to the Romans. And in Romans, they were authoritative figures. They liked it clarity. They wanted authority. They liked things to be clear and concise. A lot of times when we're going through stages in our lives, we put emphasis on what stage you are in. When we're going through cancer, you'll say, what stage? Stage one, stage two, stage three. Whatever the stage it is that you're in, it kind of tells you how important the process that you're in. If it's stage one, you're kind of saying, well, I can get through that. But you let somebody tell you it's stage three, you're saying, oh, something going on. It's a more importance on the stage that you're in. That's why I told you to put your hand on yourself, because right now we're in stages that some of y'all don't understand where you are, but you're there. And only God can help you in it. Amen. I thank God for Mark, because a lot of times in the New Testament, it tells about Jesus' life and his teaching, his miracles, everything that he has went through, even himself, his 33 years is being orchestrated. But in Mark, he talked about Jesus' teachings and healing, but in this particular passage, it talked about the stages that God healed a man that was blind. The man was blind, and in reference to being blind, could nobody heal him but the Lord. And I want y'all to understand, God can heal you quickly, or he can take you through a process. And in this passage, God is taking this man through a process. And I want y'all to walk through this process with this man, because this process eliminates some stages that we're in and some places that we need to be. I thought about when God was dealing with me with this passage. I thought about how when we're first starting things, when we first start out for God, we're excited. We got some zeal. We want to run. We want to do everything. And then as it gets on up in it, we kind of get complacent. We kind of get numb. We kind of get allow people to dictate how and what we do for the Lord. And then we have to go again and let the Lord kind of refresh us. That's why it was important that the anointing of the Lord fall fresh on you. Because if you fall fresh on you, you'll do it a little differently. You'll come back a little more. And you won't be so numb to what you think that's going on, you know, what you see. Amen. See, I thought about this man. He couldn't see nothing. Sometimes it's good not to be able to see, y'all, because sometimes your vision will cause you to stumble along the way. Whatever you see sometimes will cause you not to get where God is taking you if you put your focus on what you see. So we got to be mindful that God is saying, this man can't see, then he's going to be able to see. Then it's going to be not so clear, and then it's going to be clear. Sometimes God has to deal with us, y'all, in a stage, which will brings me to, I'm not going to be before you long, because what God is doing in this time, in this hour, it's not long. We don't take a long sermon to get you where you need to be. You know where you are and what you need and how you need to do it. Don't nobody got to pump and prime you for any of that. You know where you are. You know what you need to do. So if I would have to say stage one would be separation. Here in this particular text, it says that they brought a blind man to him, and Jesus took the blind man by the hand. Y'all, we have to be careful in this walk right now who we are associating ourselves with. Because sometimes people will lead you astray instead of leading you to Christ. They're leading you somewhere else and instead of leading you to Christ. It says these friends brought him to Jesus. They didn't take him to their friends, but they took him to somebody that they knew could heal him. So we got to be careful in this walk when you're going through your stages or whatever you're going through in life, that you surround your people with godly people. Somebody that can walk with you, talk with you, pray for you in this hour. Because if they don't, then you might as well stay where you at. It says they brought a blind man to him, and Jesus took the blind man by the hand. They brought him, but they had to turn him loose. See, sometimes we think we got to be able to go with them. You got to turn them loose and let God do what he's going to do with them. Your job was to bring them. Your job was to usher them in, to help them. But it's up to God that's going to do the healing part. Amen? So it says God, it says Jesus took him by his hand. And if you go in the word, it say he led him out. So he had to separate him from his familiarity. He had to even separate him from the ones that even brought him. I know we all think we Jesus Jr. And I know you think we think we got the answers. We think we know what's best for everybody. But God is telling us in this season to take your hand off the situation and give it to him. That's what he's saying. He said, take your hand off the situation. You did all you know to do. You brought it to me. But you got to release it. Why keep bringing God something if you ain't going to never release it? Why keep taking him your problems if you're going to keep picking them back up? You ain't trusting God in it, right? You ain't giving it to God because you still got your hand on, or you still got to do it, or you still got to make it work, or you the one. We all feel like we the one. Ooh, but God is telling us in this time, you're not the one. You did all you know to do. You've brought them. Now release them into my hands. Stop releasing them into things that you think is the best for them. Release them into God's hand and let God do it. Jesus said that he took him by the hand. How many of y'all know God's hand is the best hand to be in? It's the best hand to be in. It is the best hand to be in. He says God took him by the hand and he led him out of the village. He didn't leave him in there for us to see what's going on, to put our two cents in it, to tell why we think it ought to be or what needs to happen. He led him away. And in leading him away, y'all, When you separating yourself from some stuff, separation means to cut off. leave behind some stuff that got you bound and some people that's got you bound. You've got to separate yourself in this hour and let God do some work on you. I'm a living witness. You got to separate. I know separation does not feel good. Because we all want to be apart. We all want to feel love. But sometimes you got to separate yourself from some things, some people, and some stuff so God can work on you. Amen? Some places are too familiar for God to work. Because we have already got a preconceived notion of what we think it should and shouldn't be. So God said, I can't work in that. Guess what? I'm not going to work in that. He could if he wanted to, because he's God and he can do everything. But he said, I'm not going to do it. So I'm going to lead you away. And in leading you away, he got some things for you. But let me tell y'all, what if the man wouldn't have been in his mind or in that he didn't want to be left, you know, he didn't want to leave. He wanted to stay. Sometimes, y'all, we're so familiarity in people till we cause people to stumble. We allow people to be in their mess so long because we're so familiar with them, we don't want to call it out. God said, they're not going to work in that. So he said, I'm going to lead you away. Some people around you can't handle what God is about to do in you. Because a lot of times people want you to stay right where you are. They don't want you to grow. They don't want you to be more than them. Or they don't want to see you elevate. They want you right there, dependent on them. God said, I want you dependent on me. We serve a jealous God. He jealous. You can't have nobody before him. It's him or nothing. All other things come next, but he first. The word of God says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Seek God first, and all other things will be added. But we got to seek him first. Some atmosphere are not conducive to miracles. Y'all, God can come in here and wipe the slate clean whenever he get ready. Because he God. He got the power to do whatever it is he want to do. But he's such a sweet God, he give us wills. He give us choices. He give us time to get it right after time to get it right after time to get it right. He just give us choice because he love us. But it ain't that he can't. I think about the children of Israel. And you can go back and read it whenever you get ready. In Exodus, I think it's maybe the 14th chapter, it says that God hardened Pharaoh's heart. And I kept reading. It says he hardened his heart 3 times. So God orchestrated the hardening of the heart because he had a plan for it. See, a lot of times, y'all, you feel like you don't want to forgive. You don't want to get it right. And God is calling you to get it right. You better hope God ain't harden your heart so he can take you into that Red Sea and drown you. Read it. He hardened the hearts of the Pharaoh and the army, and they pursued the Israelites. He did it on purpose, y'all, so they can pursue them, so they can follow after them. And then he said, Moses, reach out your staff. Split the Red Sea, and my people are going to go through on dry land. But when the chariots and the Pharaoh come behind them, the water flooded them. Keep on. That's all he's telling me to tell you. Keep on. Keep on being hard-hearted and stiff-necked. Keep on. And watch God do to his big stuff. We serve a big God. Watch him do it. You feel like you don't want to do it. You don't want to forgive. You don't want to get in line. It is a wrath to God. He loves us, but it's a wrath to him. He led them into the water. And then he drowned them, all of them. He didn't leave not one. Keep on. That's all I'm telling you. Sometimes God gives warnings before destructions. And in the stage we're in, he been warning us. He been warning us. Before, back to where we are, before Jesus could heal the man, he removed him from the environment that made him comfortable in his brokenness. We've got to stop. We've got to stop pacifying brokenness. And we've got to deal with it. If God dealt with it and we're his children, we've got to deal with it. Some people are broken. Some people are brokenhearted. Some people are I'm not going to even say jealous, because that's minute. But some of them are just really bad off. And we're allowing them to still operate. And you know they're broken. You know that they're not right. And we're still allowing it. God says before Jesus could heal the man, so before you can get healed, you got to acknowledge that you're broken. You got to acknowledge. He said remove him from the environment that made him comfortable in his brokenness. Comfortable in brokenness. That's a word all by itself to me. God often pulls you away from certain people, habits, and places before he brings healing. We want God to heal us. We don't want people to know that we're broken. So we still kind of want to operate. We still want to move. We want people to see us a certain way. But sometimes we're just broken, y'all. Certain things just, you know, just done mollywopped us upside the head. We all go through it. But to get healing, you got to acknowledge that you're broken. Which brings me to point number two, stage number two, cultivation. When you look up the word cultivate, you're looking at something that is nurturing. It's a nurturing kind of feel. You're going in. We want to look at it spiritually. That means you're spiritually cultivated. That means you have already separated yourself. And you're cultivating, that means you're praying, you're fasting, you're getting in God's word to get better, for growth. Don't just separate yourself and be the same way you are before you separated. Why separate yourself if you're going to continue to do the same thing you've been doing and you're not going to get healed? So a lot of times we're saying we're separated, but we're doing the same thing that caused you to be blind in the first place. This man couldn't see, but some of us can see and still blind. We're walking in blindness when you can't forgive. We're walking in blindness when you can't submit. We're walking in blindness when you can't get along with your brothers and sisters in Christ. That's blindness. That's what we're walking in. We can't see. We can see But we still can't see for real clearly. Because we still want it our way. We still hadn't understood that it's not our way, it's God's way. So we're in cultivation. Jesus said, Jesus spit on the man's eyes. Let's stop right there. I'm glad that man, he couldn't see. Because anytime somebody come up to you and say they finna spit on you, what you gonna do? You gonna stop him? So the man was blind. He couldn't see. So he could see, when you're blind and you can't see, you can get some work done on you. But if he could see that the man was going to do it, he'd have stopped this. He'd have stopped his healing process, y'all. See, that's what we're doing now. We're stopping our healing process because we think we can see. Half full and full are two different things. When you're half full, I'm going to say one third. Let's go with one third. One third, half full, and then full. That's three different measurements, right? Okay, in three different measurements, a third is about that much. So that means you still need a little more. You need a little more to come to the half mark. That's the half mark. Half mark still means you need some more because you're not full. We serve a God that specializes in fullness, not half full. He wants to heal you wholly, not halfway. Jesus spit on the man's eyes, laid his hand, and asked, "Do you see something?" It's not that he didn't see. He saw something. He just didn't see clearly. We see things, y'all. I'm not saying we don't. We see them. But are you seeing clearly is the question. Are you in prayer? Are you fasting? Are you reading God's word? Because if you are, it'll change the way you see things. God don't have to keep pushing, pumping, and priming us if we're in God's word. You'll change your behavior, y'all. We'll change creatures. It said, create in me a clean heart and renew in me a right spirit. We got to have a transformation of the mind. That's the only way we're going to do this thing right. Do you see anything? The man answered honestly. I do see, but I see people as trees. And y'all know people ain't no trees. So he was honest enough to say he wasn't seeing clearly. How many of us gonna be honest to say, I'm not seeing clearly? I need to go back before the Lord. No, we ain't gonna do that because that's too much like right. We got to make a point that we feel like we seeing it right. All jacked up. And God ain't getting no glory. Because it's all jacked up. So he said he see men walking as trees. Well, we already know that no man ain't no tree. And he knew that too. So he was honest, y'all. You need to tell yourself, self, be honest with yourself sometime. Not sometime. I ain't gonna even say all the time. I want you to just do it sometimes. See yourself in this message. I had to see myself. Some things I don't see clearly. I need God to help me, direct me, guide me. I see people, they look like trees walking. That means he had his sight. Y'all know this man was blind first, right? He got spit on his eyes and God touched him. And he received his sight. wasn't just a clear sight, but he's received his sight. He said, I can see, but not well. I see so much honesty in this man, that this man was wanting more. He didn't stop at being halfway healed. Who want to be halfway healed? I want to be whole healed. I don't know about y'all. I want to be whole and healed. Amen? He said, I can see, but not well. He said, he's better, but not whole. Do y'all know this is the only miracle that in the gospel that Jesus taught in stages? Usually God would say, Jesus would say, be healed, go, sin no more. But this particular man, he took him into stages. And we have to understand sometimes where the stages we are in. And so we can graduate. Who wants to still be in kindergarten and you're 30 years old? You need to gradually come up to where you are. You got to mature in some things so God can deal with you. Amen? This is the only two-stage miracle in the gospel. Why? Because Jesus is teaching us that not all breakthroughs come instantly. Some healing is gradually. Some deliverance is progressive. Some clarity unfolds over time. So over time, you got to walk this walk. I know a lot of times we want it to come real quick. I want to be healed real quick. I want to be delivered real quick. But sometimes it takes a process. Because sometimes when you go through the process, you are excited about the reward. Because sometimes if God just give you everything that you asked for, you forget to thank him for it. You think you're entitled to it. But the Lord is saying, sometimes I got to take you through some steps so you can get excited and happy about the steps. Some steps are not easy, y'all, but they're necessary for your growth. Many believers believe that as we take these steps, we get frustrated. So a lot of times we stop halfway of the healing, halfway of the progress, halfway of the deliverance, because we are in a place that sometimes we get frustrated. It's not happening as fast as we want. It's not happening as easy as we want. And it gets, when is God going to do it for me? That's where we're supposed to be in this cultivation part, where we're supposed to be developing patience for God's word. Patience that God is going to elevate you. Patience that God is going to deliver you. Whatever situation you're in, whatever thing that you're going through in your life, and I know we're going through some, God is saying we got to have some patience. And the reward is going to be great. Amen? Some clarity unfold over time. I think about the overtime part, and we're say, if you're dealing with the same thing that you was dealing with last year, you haven't grown. That's a true statement, because it is still a stage. And you shouldn't be at the same stage that you were in last year. You at least need to be at stage number two. You at least need to be cultivating. You shouldn't be still separating. After separation comes something. We want to stay in the separation stage and play like God is dealing with us. No, 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 no. God is a progressive God. And he progressed. That means he moves, he changes, and as he moving and changing, he should be changing you on the inside. Amen? So which brings me to point number three, determination. Stage three is determination. Sometimes we're in this walk or in this stage that we're in our lives. We get stagnated, y'all. Just like everybody looking at me right now. I've learned it is what it is. I can't get hung up on that anymore, because I was in this right here. I saw myself in some stuff. And I was hung up on how I was being treated, so I stayed separated. Say, you know, tell the truth about yourself. Be honest with yourself or where you are in life. So I use that to stay in a place. But God said, that ain't what I got for you. People gonna people. But I love God because God gonna God. People gonna people, y'all. But God is gonna be God today, yesterday, and forevermore. And if God be for you, who can be against you? Amen? So you got to be determined. You got to push forward to do what God has called you to do. Regardless of people like it or don't like it, if people say something, they don't say it. If God told you to do it, stand on it and watch God get the glory. You got to be determined. A strong will is called determination. Determination will put you in places that people can't take you out of. You got to be determined to stand on God's word and what God said. Because God has the last say, not people. We have given people. We know we got to speak to people. Thank God for all y'all. Y'all look so pretty. We know we got to speak to people. But everybody come on an assignment, and all their assignments ain't right. So sometimes you got to look past people and look at that exit sign and know you are doing what God has called you to do. You got to be determined. You got to be steadfast and unmovable. Oh, and sometimes somebody may say unshakable in what you're doing for the Lord. Because sometimes people will cause you to stay in a place. Because they don't want you to elevate. They don't want you to progress. They don't want you to move forward. They want you to stay right there so they can keep manipulating you. Keep you in bondage. So they can keep getting over. Because every time you know this word for yourself, you're going to step out on it. You're going to step boldly out on it and know what thus said the Lord. But people likes to keep you not knowing. So that's why it's important to get in this word for yourself. Be determined to do what God has called you to do. Be determined to see clearly. It says Jesus laid a hand on his eyes again. See, that first touch gave him sight, but that second touch gave him clarity. The first touch gave him his sight, but that second touch gave him clarity. Clear clarity. When I take these glasses off, I can see y'all. I'm telling you, I can see you. I can see Monique's shirt. Got love on it. I can see you. But when I put these glasses on, man, I can see it all. I can see the blush on her face. It gave me a more clear vision. That's what the word of God do for us. It gives us a clearer vision on what we're supposed to be doing. We want the clear part. We want God to touch us again. That's why it was important when it said, anointing fall fresh on me. That means that's another freshness. It ain't the same one. He giving me another. He gave me one before when he saved me, sanctified me. But sometimes I need him to touch me again. Sometimes I need him to elevate me again. Because I'm going through some stuff and I need him to push me over that. Amen? So you got to be determined to do it. Man didn't stop. The man, it says the man didn't stop Jesus. Because guess what? He was determined that he wanted to see clearly. If you want to see clearly, ain't nobody stopping you. Ask God to touch you again. Ask God to touch your finance. Ask God to touch your marriage. Ask God to touch your family. Ask God to touch your situation again. And guess what? That ain't going to stop it. You're going to have to do it again and again and again. You got to do it again, but you got to not be so prideful and think that you halfway done and that you don't need God to touch you again. We need God to touch us all the time. It says he didn't pretend that he couldn't see. He just said he couldn't see clearly. I'm not saying you can't see. I'm just saying you need to see clearly. Because when you see clearly, your actions will change. Your movements will change. Your speech will change. Your thought pattern will change. When you see clearly. It says the man didn't stop Jesus. He didn't pretend he couldn't see perfectly. He didn't settle for partial improvement. He was halfway there, y'all. Y'all know when people call you on the phone and they'll say, you through cooking? And you'll say, I'm halfway. That means you're not all the way done. My brother called me on my way to Thanksgiving. Trey, where you at? I'm halfway there. That means I wasn't all the way there. We need to understand you ain't all the way there. It's going to take God to pull you on through. His sight was restored. He saw everything clearly. Why? Because he didn't stop. He was determined to get the clarity that he needed. And he had to go through the Lord to get it. What if the man would have stopped him and said, don't touch me again? You know, that's how we do sometimes. Don't help me. I don't want her helping me. What if she got your deliverance in her hand, in her mouth, or in her prayer? You just stopped what you needed. You stopped halfway of your blessing. You got part of it, but what if God want to give you all of it? You stopped it. What if that man would have told Jesus, no, I'm good. Like we say all the time, no, I'm good. And know you're going to H-E, a double hockey stick. You know you're going through it. But because of who it is, you stopped your blessing. My Lord. We better get outside ourselves and see God. You better see God. He saw everything clearly. Jesus sent him home and then a new direction. Sometimes, y'all, we need a second touch. And that second touch don't make you less than, y'all. It actually make you greater than. Because you was honest enough to say, I need the Lord again. I need help in my situation. I need help in my finances. I need help in my mind. It behooves me that people, when we're doing things, and you can tell them, you can show it to them in black and white, and they'll still argue you down that it ain't so. That means they seeing them people walking like trees. You showed it to them, and they still, regardless, rather do it their way. But this particular man, it didn't even get a man a name, y'all. I put Katrina in there. Katrina. He didn't even have a name. It wasn't important that for him to have a name. It was important for the healing process that he had to go through. And that's what God is saying to us. Y'all, what stage are you in? Are you in the separation stage? Are you in the cultivation stage? Are you determined to get where God is calling you to be? Are you determined to let God touch you again? Because you're not seeing clearly. Y'all, in this hour, in this time, we need to see clear like never before. We need God's direction. We need God's elevation. We need God's to see. We need him to speak to us directly. Just like I'm speaking on this mic, we need God to do it for us. And y'all can play like y'all we don't and have business as usual. But God said we need him. We need his anointing to come in and clear the path. Not my anointing, not y'all anointing, but his anointing. And guess what? He'll clear it up. He'll clear it. It is his will, not our will. It's his way, not our way. If you and I are in a season of blurriness, it doesn't matter where you are. It don't matter what you're going through. And I ain't talking about the church. I'm talking about you personally. Because let me tell you, when you're healed personally, you can come in collectively and God's anointing will flow. That's why it's important that you heal personally first. And then God can heal us collectively. But we don't want to heal personally. We want everybody to think we got it all together. We all right. I don't. I'm telling you, I don't. I need him every day. I need him every day, every hour. I am constantly calling on the Lord because sometimes I can be in Katrina. And that ain't what he called me to be in. But if you're in a season that you think things are blurry, keep asking God. Don't stop. Be determined to keep asking God to touch you, touch your situation. If you need a new job, if you need a new place to live, if you need whatever it is that you need in your life, keep asking. Don't stop. Don't get tired and well. Don't stop. Keep asking God to do it and watch he do it for you. Clarity is coming. And let me tell y'all, and I don't know why God is telling me, it's coming with you or without you. That's deep. Clarity is coming with you or without you. You can either get on board or you'll get left behind. Or you will get drowned. I gave an illustration. I did it on purpose. Because we all think, we fail to realize that we serve a God that it is wrath to him. And we know that he loves us, but we don't think God will whoop us. He will. He will. If you don't get yourself together. If he is your father, then guess what he'll do? Sometimes he got to tighten you up a little bit, as my dad used to say. Tighten you up a little bit if he's your father. Full restoration is coming, not half. Not half, y'all. Stop thinking it's okay to be half. It's just okay to do half good or a little bit is good. Let's just do it wholeheartedly. You don't want nobody giving you half a pie. You want him to give you the whole thing. You want God to heal you wholly. Let me tell y'all, when I was going through cancer, I didn't want God to half heal me. I wanted him to whole heal me. So why do I have to give God half of me? He want all of me. My wholeness. A complete breakthrough is coming. I believe it. I trust God at his word. I don't know about y'all, but I trust God at his word. I trust God at his word, and I know he's going to move. I don't know exactly how he's going to move, but I know he's going to move. He's going to move. And it ain't going to be like we think it's going to move, but he's going to move. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard what the Lord has in store for his people. So if I knew it all, I'd stand up and say, yeah, girl, y'all going to get a house and a car. I don't know that. But I do know he's going to take care of you. I do know that. I don't know how, but I do know he's going to do it. Amen? So we're asking God to touch us again. Whatever stage you're in, if you're in the first stage, ask God to touch you. If you're in the second stage, ask God to touch you. If you're in the third stage, continue to allow God to touch you. Amen? We need it. A second touch for your vision. A second touch for your purpose. A second touch for your strength. A second touch for your family. A second touch for your mind. Give it all to the Lord. Give it all to the Lord. Let's get out of our pride and just ask God to touch us right where we are. And if you don't need God, that's on you. I do. I need him. I need him. If everything in your life is good and it's going according to what you want it to go to and you don't need God, don't talk to him. But if you know you need the Lord, just wave your hand. Just wave your hand. Just wave your hand. It's nothing wrong with acknowledging that you need the Lord. He see it all. He know it all. And guess what, y'all? He can do it all. He can touch each and every one of us at the same time. He's just that type of God. And if it be that he had to take you in stages, welcome it. Thank him for it. Because he's growing you. He's maturing you. He's elevating you for what the task that you have before you. I extend the privilege of discipleship. If you know you need a touch from the Lord, you know you need God to touch your situation, touch your circumstances. You know you need God to elevate you in some stuff. Wherever it is in your life, and you need God touch, make your way to the altar. Make your way. Be determined today. Be intentional today to get what you need from the Lord. Be intentional to get what you need from the Lord. God is so good, y'all. He's so wonderful. He's so, so, so wonderful. You know you need him. Sometimes you just don't want, even want to say you need him. You just want to say you want him. If you have a problem with forgiving, You need another touch from the Lord. You know you're having family issues. You need another touch from the Lord. We thank God for the word. And sometimes we got to be determined. If you need zeal and you need God to refresh you, you need another touch from the Lord. You need God to open up your understanding. You need a touch from the Lord. Faith.